West Ham schließe.
Ja, ruch ich mal Wolf, nein, Winter. Zuckerwatz. The main simon is in Yeridea simon kufte sein. Of the shaila is, what is the title of this simon? Okay, that's a strange question. I was Chazon Azoy, if you look. Everybody calls this simon kutzayim dvorim chasurim mishum sakona. And there's also the main, another main simon is in the last, very very last simon chushim mishpat, and the title there is mitzvah sasei lehosir kol michshul shesh b'sakona sefoshos. And Vasiyas Maka, all the dinner of Maka, and this one simon. So it's, which seems to imply, as the halachas in this simon is vegan, Dvorim Asur Mishum Sakona. Sakona. Unish Sakona, just detrimental to your health, let's say. So, Nish Kan Sakona. Nish Bechlal. If you look at the title of the simon in Yeridea, Kutazain, in this normal print state, Zorim Harsurim Shum Gilui. That means things which are also to leave liquids, other things, uncovered. And state nish, sakona, nish sakona, that word isn't mentioned. I've noticed different prints of Shulchan Aruch have got the title on Sim Kutazain, Zorim Harsurim Shum Sakona. The problem is that the Machab himself didn't write the titles to the simonim. If you look, I saw the first print of the Shulchan Aruch, which Machab gave out himself, there are no titles at all. It was added, not sure if we know who added them. These things, which are surim, which are also al shmiras hanefesh, let's call it. Is it dafka things which are sakona, literally, sakona to a person's life? Or does it include to things also which are detrimental to his health? Even though there may not be a sakona to his life. It can make him weaker, it can make him not so healthy, or not necessarily a sakona. Yeah, sagoy sechilik. Sagoy sechilik. We see the machlik is a poskim in that. So in Chosh Mishpat, the last simon in Chosh Mishpat, Tuf Chav Zayin, are these halachas. First, Mechaber talks about Maka. That is one of the Mekoros in the Torah for not having something which is dangerous to life. L'sosim domim b'vesecho, that's danger to life. So then the Mechaber says, and this is the Lushan of the Rambam, וכן כל מכשו שיש בו סכונס נפושס מצווה עשה להסירי. זה מצווה עשה הדרייס לחיה, מצווה עשה נורמלי מינס האחי מן התורה. זה מצווה אחי מן התורה to remove it ולהישום ממנו and guard oneself from it ולהיזור בדובר יופי יופי and be very careful about it שנאמר Now here comes another psalm. Where's the chiddush? Welcher pasuk? Which pasuk would one think we would learn this din of shmira from something with sakona? Yeah, why? Why? Because it's a tevel. Yeah? That's a pasuk in West Hanan. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah? What's he talking about there, Amos? You'll see the sun, the moon, the Alzachan, the Allah, the Kochis, the Shemai, the Alzachan. You can come Khalida to be over the door. So we can try and assume Shem Sakona door. Aber so steht in Mechamba, so steht in Rambam. Vim loy heisir. And if a person didn't remove dangers from his house, or maybe not off his house, v'niach ha-mechshoyla is ha-mevim l'day sakona, and he left mechshoyla is which can bring to sakona, bitl mitzvah sasei, v'ovar, v'mitl v'vatal mitzvah sasei of what? Of? Minutes ago you all shouted out. And shemata mo'ed rashi seichem, no? V'shom l'chob, eh? Is that nasi? It's chalav, no? Ibu shit is shoma pen v'al is a chalav. So where's Mr. Sasei? I was looking at the chavah, bitl Mr. Sasei. V'ovar, b'lo yisosim domim. So, the lav, v'shit v'amake, geitum, v'al azach v'sakona. The asei is from, but we don't even know the asei yet. So, do I let him know, aloshin is shoma. Roshan Shmira, this is a lav. Yeah. Okay, I'm not telling you, I'm not going into the portion of Amphim, that kasha. Daf Sarangi, Arangi, but it'll take a bit too long at the moment. Abba Kapodim, Daf Moriz, and the Horum, Daf Shtein. That's what the Mechava says, Abba Kapodim. So it sounds from the Mechava very clear. Call, he says again, let me just repeat this. Call Michshoel Shiesh Boy Sakonas Nefoshois Mitzvahs Aseil Hasirei. We'll show him a man. Talking about some things you've got Sakonas Nefoshois. Not less. The Chivari with the Sakonas Nefoshois. Then Mechava says, Harbe Dvorim Osu Chachumim. There are many things which the Chachomim forbade on Gasset. Just said a minute ago, in the previous halacha, anything Zuchs Chachomim is at a reise. And those state, also Chachomim. So, and then the Chava says, Ksosom is Baruch Turi Eredesim Kuftezayin. Some are detailed in Kuftezayin. Voyge Shomim Achim, the other things of Shtitnish Dalton. For instance, Leiniach Pival al Asiloin, you shouldn't put your mouth on the tap. Hamkalech Vishte, Volishte Valailo, at night you shouldn't drink from rivers, Vagamim. Shomim Yivla Aluko, in case a person will Khalila swallow one of these dangerous insects. Voyne Reh, Zetnish. The Kwakasavti, Dvorim Dr. Rumo, Kwakasavti, Dvorim Eilu, Vesim Kuftes Zion, Yerde. Noch den Sutton Bechava. So, Asr Chachomim. For you, right. Asr Chachomim. Was there Asr Chachomim? Is it Rabbono? She has gefragt, well, what's up, Shab? Zuk the Sma, just one line of Sma. Harbe Dvorim, which just said here in Siftes, Harbe Dvorim Osru Chachomim, Vitnei Sheshbem Sakonis of Oshos. Where is it from? Midrchsiv, Yishom Elo Choshmo in Avshchamoid. So it means a Posek. So it seems to be very unclear. Are we talking about Yisum Deraisa or are we talking about Yisum Derabanan? And he brings a pasuk, Yishuv Lecho, Shmuel Nafshcha Moed. Shabbat Masa Gemara. Yes, the Gemara says it brings up pasuk in Brochus. That Gemara in Brochus, Efshin Shkarai, because that Gemara in Brochus says, Zot Shet HaMasa B'chus Adachob, Masa Shtel Davnan, and Saar came along, and he waited for him to finish, and said, Nu, Atoich Kivis Chumash, Atoich Kivis Chumash, Shtetach, Shetach in the Torah, and Kira, V'nishmatim Oed, Nafshe Seichem, I could have killed you. You put yourself in a danger. What right did you have to put yourself in a Zasakona that I could kill you? So we might arrive for name, that's the posuk. Arrive and a goy, a poet, as of the rais. I can answer the pshat. Like I think the Mechschina says. I mean, I'm in an apikoyres, a goy. I bring to arrive and a posuk, and maybe I'll have an ibuchaz, and the posuk is the rais, I know. I can make it easier. Echt is een sarai, begraal. Zo, dan loopt een zacht. Nuchtem zoekt de mechabe, de last thief, in Chashmishpat. Might be the last thief in Shuchnoch. Depends which around him. En hij is een Chashmishpat, which is the last one. Is kolaiver al dvorem elu. So we've got a question here, Ashayla. And what's wrong if a person puts himself in Sakona? So, zijn geschäft. That's his business. Zukta Rambam, Koloeva, Smachaba, Koloeva, Dvorim Eilu, Kietzvahem, Vomar, and he says, Harinim Sakim Batsmi. I want to put myself in Sakona. Uma lachirim alai bakach. Whose business is it? What I do is my life, my goof, I can do what I like with it. Or he says, Eni makvi bakach. I'm not bothered about all that. Zolzana Sakona, I'm prepared to take the risk. Makin oiso in makas mardos. And we can clap. We get in malkas. Makas mardos. V'ha nizah mehem. And a person who's careful and nizah from all his inyonim. Oloi tovoi bichas atoiv. He gets a brocha, a good brochas. Zuk to taz dach sachdo. Zuk to taz. It says bichas atoiv. That's included in the Pasuk of State, Chikoy Mamtakim, the Siddur in Shir HaShirim, Chikoy Mamtakim, it's got a taste, the Torah has got a taste of Geshmak Hazachim, sweet things. Hirshi Chazal, Yesh Cheikh Mosuk Mizeh, is it something sweeter than that? Dr. Hochinami, Loi Dai Le'odom Shiyatzilatim Mehezek, it's not enough that the person is, he's got Seichel to save himself from Nezek and take care and look after his health, look after himself. He gets schaad. It's chamitzah. Shech chamitzah say, the reiser, or the mitzvah rabbonon, or the kim schaad. So I go on to the zach, became the schaad for them. It means, besides the schaad of having looked after himself, he gets the schaad in Hashemai of this mitzvah. I looked after the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Okay, we've not defined it clearly yet. Abba HaKaponu Shteit Dosa Mitzvah. So, Bem's Doa Klein, the Achoinim Klein, is it to the rest or is it to the Rabbola? So, again, if you go back to what we saw just now, from the first Halacha Shteit, Shteit Klon, Mechava, B'Shem Rambam, Yishom Alecho, Shmoy Nafshcho, it's to the rest. And the next Sif Shteit, have it all in Moshe Chachamim. That's not Rabbalam. And the third halacha was that the person's over and he's not careful and he says, so I'm prepared to take the risk. It's nobody else's business. So the git b'kid of Makas Mardus. No, if so, the Reise, why is Makas Mardus? There are many derises where there's no malchus. It should be a drabona. So that's the shaila here. So Bemis, the Baragoyla do break the shaila, the Sufik. It's Bemis the Bisosif in Kuftezain, but he brings it here, the Baragoyla. First of all, he says, he brings this shaila, is it a deraisa or is it a derabbanan? So he starts off by saying, l'chore here from the Chava, I says, a derabbanan. I state a posuk, a smachta. The posuk is not smachta. We can understand that quite well, because be'emus, like we said right at the beginning, as these psukim are not talking about guarding oneself against ill health or chalila sakonas. We're speaking shikhas Torah, just the chalas of the psukim are there, that's all the psukim, the whole parasha is about that, about forgetting Torah. So you can see it's an asmachta. Asmachta. Okay, asmachta is also not something to treat lightly. Like we already mentioned, Shem Gezukht, I think, is a ritvo in Ritva Rosh Hashanah, and the Primogodim in his Akdoma, he talks about asmachtas. He says, well, listen, asmachtas, do asmachtas, which even though it's not smach, it's a derabonon, but because in asmachta ala ko, on a posuk, it's do asach. There's a lot of cases where one has to be machmer on it, because it's hot aremes in the Torah. So, even though normally a derabonon, soft derabonon, the kula, asmachtas is ishazoi. The asmachtas is even machmer. Nochdem sucht der Baragoyla, he's all quoting bis ja, so if he could to sein, sucht der, so he starts over saying, it's a Drabonon, it's a Marshall, it's a Drabonon, aber, as, it's a, the Posuk is not Smachta. Then he says, Inami, Kim Lohu, Shem der Reise. Chazal, when we Kabul, they knew it's not der Reise. But was that, they ain't gonna learn, there's no markers on it. Kada Ashkhan was a Moshul, Kada Ashkhan Chatzi Shia, also in the Torah. A Chatzi Shia, to eat a Chatzi Shia of an Issa. Half a Shia, half a Kazais of an Aveda. So Issa the Reisim, we pass in Chatzi Shia, is also in the Torah. Oh, but there's no Malkus, we ain't looking at all. Azuk to Vishasov, he brings here, he quotes Vishasov, and you're there, Sim Kutazai. So we see from the Baragoyla that it's not clear. It's not absolutely clear whether it's a deraisa or a derabana. But l'chayra is neiter more to say it's a deraisa. It's a deraisa which doesn't attract a oynish or malchus. So then the Baragoyla brings nachash tikkula. He says nachash tikkula, which members are found. Kemati veta in Shari Avodah for Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, so Rabbeinu Yonah got Shorim. Shem Shorim. Shari Tshuva, Shari Yonah, a few Shorim. So I have to say for Shari Avodah. See, Shtei Dozoi. He looked at Tam. And it could be that this Tam is strong enough to Zung as a Svora how to care for Nadereisa. So Sachmona, yeah, a Svora is a direct Kenzan Nadereisa. He says the reason why the Torah is mitzaveh on shmiras ha-nefesh, looking after one's nefesh. And the reason is because the Ribbono shel Olam bore es ha-olam b'chasdoi, and heitiv la-nivroim. The Ribbono shel Olam created the world for the tova of people who exist in the world. She'akiru gedulosoi, they should recognize the greatness of the Ribbono shel Olam, v'lavoid avodosoi b'kiyum mitzvoseh v'torosoi. And to basically avoid Hashem and see the greatness of the Ribbono shel Olam through the Torah, through Kim Mitzvoseh, Kamo Shoma Akosuv, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol Anikro Bishmi Lechvoidi Brosiv, Yitzativ Afasisiv. So everything created in the world is for a person to achieve with it recognition of the Gavdas Habora. V'nitin Lahem Sochot Toiv Bamolam, and to give them a Scha. Hamasakin is atzmoi, if a person puts himself into a sakona, kilum moyes b'rutzon boiri. It's like he despises the toiva the Ribbono shel Olam gave him. Ve'ne roitzoi, he doesn't want to live avodosoi, not the avoda of the Ribbono shel Olam, v'leib b'matan tzchoroi. Ve'ne cho zilzul v'af kerus yesu mizeh. There's no greater zilzul. Yep, I say zilzul in English. Belittling, Christ. and hefkeres than that. Let's finish off here. That's to recognize why did the Rosh create us in this world, and why did he create the world? What the tachas abriyah is, avodas Hashem. So, and the Rosh gave us gufim mem the chinuch. If you look in the chinuch, in mitzvah tof kuf mem vov. I think he says bariches. He says this thing bariches mamash. He says as that's a ganze tachlis, and that's what you got to goof for and life for and all the thing. You got to look after it because your tachlis to use your goof. That's Hashem. That's what you're supposed to be doing with it. So if you don't, if you show a disdain to the whole thing and you don't, you just do, you put yourself in danger. You're not the kind of tachlis of the bria. So this is a. Ha'avla, mitzad asur, poshut mitzad asur es ha'avla. So dos shteydo. So ha'kaponim, it's more neuter. Lama dog, it's more neuter es ha'dereise. Aber ha'fele es nicht kann dereise, ha'drabon es reiche es, nicht kann hafken her, ha'drabon es reiche lach. And we fragt, if es nats machte, it's starker than ordinary drabonon. Because it must not be enough of poshut. Memes, that's what I'm saying, the ritual in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's to say. I think the ritual says there, the word of Nachsmachte is as be'emes a state in the Torah. The Torah is Maram's Indian, but the Torah wasn't bechayvit. But it's got the koyach of the reise. In other words, it hasn't got all the chuyim of the reise that was fake as this or that necessarily. But sometimes yes, and but it's got the koyach of the reise. It's not stam. Asmacht is not stam as a battle. One has to be careful with sakona. Oh, but again, the words here right through is sakona. Kol michshu shesh sakona sefoshes in sif kas, and then habet vorim asru chachomim mipnei shesh b'em sakona sefoshes. It's also in sakona. Why so is, if it's not from sakona, if it's just, if it'll weaken a person, it'll make him schwacher. Well, it's not from sakona sefoshes, but it does actually not bechal. Also it's much more zdo from the Rambam, from the Mechaber brings. But zdo in dem machloik, if you look in the chinuch, the chinuch is much more from everything. That's the chitin, that's the guard oneself from anything which weakens a person or is detrimental to his health. Git is bechlal this mitzvah, be it mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabon, or some mitzvah. So one has to be careful, has to look after one's health. I think it's become the master of Ibsul Salanta. He was in the hospital, and when he left, so the head of the hospital came to say goodbye to him. So he said to him, Rabbeinu Lipkin, he said to me, you've never had a patient like you. Can't you have a patient like you? That never have we had a patient who was so meticulous in following the instructions of the doctors. Adasov. So he said, what do you mean? That's my mitzvah. The Torah tells me to do that. But if I'm chuyiv, I say, just so silent as mahalach in them, yeah? Let's push it. So, Chugzein Taka from Chavetz Chaim in Sefer in Kutzi Amorim Sim Gimu. He talks about this, about the chiyuv of a person to look after his health. He talks about people hanging around, schmissing, smoking, and wasting their lives already. And then he says, if we already mentioned the idea of smoking cigarettes, let's talk a bit more about it. He says, because the doctors say, that was in his time, the person who's schwach mustn't get used to smoking. Because it weakens him. And sometimes it can come to day sakons nefushos. Doctor, many times I've spoken to people who are schwach and told them about it and said to them, what are you doing? You're ruining your lives, you're ruining your health. So he said, yeah, this looks like taka, what can we do? It's an addiction. So he said, well, who allowed you to get addicted? Who allowed you to get used to it? And so shlitach ha-gomorah in Bava Kama, ha-choyvu ba-atzmoy, af ha-pishen ir-shoy, potu. Because who's going to pay to it? He can't pay to himself. Aber ein ir-shoy lachmen ba-atzmoy, one's not allowed to harm oneself, משום ונשמרתם נפשותיכם. And then the dinu, it's dinu so push the sword as well. He says, because then he says what the Baragoda said, because the dinu, halo tevelum loy shel hakadosh baruch hu v'lechvaydo biranu. The Rosh creates us the chvaydo, and he gives each person bechastoi the koyach lefi what he needs for his limud haTorah. And for his earning zayim havo, ve'eich yarsheh eved la'asos la'asma kfir tzaynei. How can a person allow himself to do something as he wishes? Halo hu shach la'adonai. It doesn't belong to himself. A person doesn't own himself. Not so long ago, magadukt hanashom olach vaguf shalach. Al moedig amein permoli numerous times throughout this. There's a few days, a few weeks, a couple of weeks from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ma'ala gezukt. Apparently, nobody didn't say it because he disagrees. Hanashom olach vaguf shalach. Hanashom olach vaguf polach. It's got to the Rebbe Shalom. So you've got no right to harm your goof. Vim alidei ho'ishu nigru kachaysav. If through smoking his koichas will be reduced, bevada yitov alev sof ledin al zeh. And afen fem from zech, the Rebbe Shalom. Am bezim shamala. Halay also zeh berotzim libay v'lebayinist. He did it willingly. Nobody forced him. And even if he's addicted, but who allowed him to get addicted? So he says here at the bottom. So the way to get out of it is to try slowly, slowly, to reduce, until you manage it on zero. He was a chain smoker. He stopped smoking. He knew how to stop smoking. He didn't know how to do it. So he can't stop it. He went around telling other people to stop smoking. Nah, if you go around telling other people to stop smoking, he can't smoke himself. He stopped. Off in Platz. He stopped straight away just by telling other people not to smoke. So that's a good data for a lot of other addictions. You can't get out of it. Get out of it. So you bring rice, deck, reichet, yeah. Not good idea. Rav Koppelman, the other Shiva from the Tzen, he gave up smoking. When he was 83, he gave up smoking. Yeah. And he lived till 105. Yeah. So you can see it's never too late to give up smoking. Yeah. Oh. But I want to mention one thing, a bit out of the Seder, Nishma Mishava, just because the Poskim, they all mention it, as the Gemoras, yeah, there's a Gemoras about things which are also Mishum Sakona. One of them is mentioned in Bava Kama. The person, I'm mentioning this because it's been a gear lately, as a person should not be Megadol, a Kelev Ra. A Kelev who is Ra. My story is to do a Zahra Zahra Kelev Toiv. Yeah, Amish.
Guide dog?
Guide dog? Oh, it's a guide dog, yeah. We're about to see, noch mehr wie das. But Emes, so steht, it's become necessary lately, it's an interessante Sache, that there are children who need a pet to balance them, and they behave. It's been a master, a few masters, and an incredible difference. The minute they get this pet, they change completely. In Gansandish, they behave and they're manageable, and thus in school, at home, it's pili ploim. So this is a master which was not long ago, a few months ago, a 14-year-old was unmanageable. And all the doctors and all the therapists and all the college all said one thing, this child needs a pet. And it needs to be a dog. All the different pets for different things, yeah. So then Ashayla, can we buy her a dog? So it's a girl, it's a 14-year-old girl. Can we buy a dog? No. Steht no, it's also legal kelevra. Pashas, you look in the Gemara, it's much more a dog, a box. The Gemara's often a dog, a box, even has got no teeth, but the person who hears the dog barking doesn't necessarily know that he's got no teeth. And it can cause big problems that this woman was machpel because shouldn't go wrong. So what's a kelevra? It was always, what's a kelev toiv? This gemara is in Bava Kamma. Tak the Yamshu Shleim in Bava Kamma retving ding. Yamshu Shleim at the end of Hachoyvul. Retving ding. There are two kinds of dog that don't bark. One is a hunting dog that they use for hunting. Big dogs, Grace Hevra, or they don't bark. And everybody knows they don't bark. So a person wouldn't be afraid of it. Yeah, I'm not so sure nowadays, not everybody's booky in which dogs are hunting dogs, which are not hunting dogs. A kelev kufri, I think in England is called a teapot dog. Because they're very tiny and they fit in the teapot. Teacup dog, I think. Am I right? Tea or saucer, something like that. It's a tiny dog. And they don't bark. So, that's not the kelevra. Doesn't bite. Zukte Yamshe Shlema, if you want to have a dog, have either a hunting dog or a kelev kufri, miniature dog, one of these miniature dogs. Yeah, it's an interesting dach. There's no other problem that come with it. All these things come with their own problems, yeah, because the shala of being masaras it. If you don't masaras it, you can have a lot of problems. And there's the issa of sirus, you can't give it to go to be masaras. So much ragged, that's secondary shayla. Of our kapolim, so you can buy one already masuras, namazal. So, and it worked like magic. This child got this dog, and mamash from the first moment, you're an andrewensch. All the problems are solved. Initially the kazach. It's becoming more and more recognized that the yeshiva necessarily macht as if these children need this kind of help. All kinds of pets. There's another child here in town who had to have a lizard on them the whole time. A lizard, yeah. A lizard, L-I-Z-A-R-D. Yeah. And they kept them calm. It's an unbelievable thing. You have both together, it's Tashia Hashem, very sure. Yeah. This is a Moedic into Santa Zach, yeah? Same to Santa Zach. Okay, so Al Kapolim, we see as though Inyan zech sehitim for Sakonas. So the Mechava here. The Mechava here in Kuf Tezayin. He starts off. The first thing he talks about in Mamas, the Tur, has a Arichas Gobel, a few pages in the Tur, on the Inyan of Gili. That's why this title of this sermon is Dvorim Asurim Shum Gili. Of the Hakpoda, not to drink a mashke, a drink which was left uncovered. Sizdor an Arichas in the Torah, I said. But the Mechava makes short shrift of it. The Mechava zokt Mashkim shnizgalu osun chachomim. Chazal say one may not drink anything which is left uncovered. The chayshinon shemoshoso nochosh mehem. We're concerned that nochosh, not good nochosh, any poisonous creature will have drank from it. Vehitil bohem eres and injected some poison into the drink, and therefore he mustn't drink from it. Nowadays we don't have snakes, and therefore there's no chashash. True, in England, it's not shkiach to have snakes. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure if it's not, no? In Eretz Yisrael, there's no snakes. Plenty of snakes, yeah? I remember Chavini Bayakov, there was a kid from a kibbutz, you know. He went around with snakes in his pocket, and hung from his rice, hanging them around. He roasted them alive. All kinds of things he did. Sizdor snakes. No, it's kenzai nasakolam. Dafim listen. So it depends. How could a fiamukum? Does your dua? The stipler Zechoni Rocha was very makfit, and Libogel Chaim Tevim, his son, Agon Reb Chaim Shlita, is very makfit. He won't get that. He's got a cup of coffee, whatever it is, and go out to the room. He covers it. He's got a special cover for his cups, and he covers them. He doesn't leave the room with and leaving a drink uncovered there. Is there a makvid of them? And shifin the gol noichet. The other mention from the post can bring here from Platz as the gol is makvid, and I'm makvid. So there's a mukun to be makvid. Because it's not a klal. Remember, the gol says that nishav dim or befrat is a bichlal. Everything which chazal on goes again, and they gave a tam. They may have given one time benigla, but there are 100 time in benista. There's 100 time in benista. So meila, you can't know. Say should andere zaken not meisters. Now, we daft wissen dos. It's important because we see later on. We come to that nekuda a few times in these halachas. Aber kaponim, we daft acht. Can say we daft acht again. I'm not saying 40 nishos. 40 with the shoch noch. But somebody who wants to be machmir on that, and ich kam shigas. So ich kann so weiter, so abschat.
No drinking or any use? Is it no for drinking or any use? Negavas
or no, for drinking. You wash your hands off, negavas, you dry your hands. Yeah, that was this. So though Andrew was on a makvah of negavas attack to cover it. Should be covered. Yeah? There was a makvah not to leave it uncovered. But that's it, the negavas. Yeah? Why? What? What's that there?
You finish from there.
Yeah, but doch. Fellows. Because mitzvah was mitzvah. Chagim na moshel, chagim a practice of moshel. The moshel, the other mashkin is doing from gilui. Yeah, but mizan is choshish. What's the din of a bottle of wine which was left uncovered? The stopper came off, was left uncovered. And now you want to make kiddush on it, on this wine. What? What? Steht, wieso nicht? Steht der Bosk, wieso nicht? Ja, so, wenn man es in ich denke richtig, steht in Kafachayim, that, wenn man es erreicht von der Bosk, that if it was in a cupboard, if it was in a closed cupboard, and that cupboard was, no, there was no sherets, there was no garnish, it's like covered, yeah, because it's in a cupboard. Aber lulizois, steht one shouldn't use azar wine for Kiddush. Even though we're not machmer on gilui, but it's a pogam. That's machin kiddush on them. What's mitzvah? Zom nishnitzen. Yeah, if you've got nothing else, no, we have to drink them. But actually, you shouldn't use it. You can put it away. Have it to drink. It's not the fish or not whatever it is. I'm showing you the fish. To drink teichasuda, but not for kiddush. So you see, even the didon was me helping that gilui is not a problem. Aber sedo zeh mitzvah lesoros es nicht passt nicht. Das hat hakrivein oder pechasecho. It's passed nicht to use for the mitzvah something which has been left uncovered. So it's nigger. Al kaponim, this is the halachas fin gilui. So the mechaber. So after the tour in Bishasov, we got about 3 or 4 blats, I think. Yeah. The mechaber condenses into one small sieve. And says, "Achshav ein lechoshim mesuim b'neinu." Yeah, and the pesach tshuva brings from the Shulchan Aruch, "Amikomukh shemenashi yachik mze." Araya says that the Torah brings all these halachos. And brings the Gom. So he says, if you suffer saying, Al-Kain, Horoitse Lizoir, Ya'ayin Kaladin number two. So a person wants to be Nizor, Ayin Tur, have a look at the two. Although the Mechaber misses it all out. Of in two status. So if a person wants to be Makbid, yeah, it's not a good idea to make a habit of it to be Makbid, because that's the halacha of Shnei Dorim Mechaber. Nochdem bringt the Mechaber azay. Tzorich lizoy shloi lechoel. Kef the loshen. What's the loshen? Shloi lechoel bosor v'dag v'yachad. Mipnei shekoshel tzreas. One shouldn't eat meat and fish together because it's kosher tzaraas. Tzaraas, I don't know how you say today tzaraas. But the English translation of tzaraas is leprosy. I don't know what it means. That is not. But one can get machlas from it. It can make a person unwell to the extent as is together. Sakon sefoshes. Say the mechava. About Kaponim, it can make a person ill. So the Lushan of Mechave is what? Nachamu? Lechel bosor v'dag b'yachat. You shouldn't eat meat and fish together. So Nachamu, translate it into English, Nachamu. Not to eat meat and fish together. You don't eat them together. If you cooked meat and fish in the same oven, let's say, the same oven, uncovered, that's not called eating meat and the fish together. So he comes along the Rambam and he says, Hagor v'chein ein litzlois bosarim dag mishum recha. We shouldn't roast meat and fish together in the same oven, even though they don't touch each other. B'shas habishul. One's one under the oven, was the other under the oven. One shouldn't do that. Miyu b'di'evet ene oisa. Ene osu. The chatchila, you shouldn't cook it like that. Oh, b'di'evet, if you did, kenses. Mekenses. So, sometimes the shvets for Shnei Manashach. Is a chashash sakona, and what's the hetter to cook together? The evidence is the kash is a bit bigger than that. The kash is, if you go back into the makar, the kash is the shal is, where does this come from? If you look in the Gemara, Mitzvah Rishonim, the choyer shtetim shazazach. But it does come, this comes from Isavahetta, B'Shem, I think the Malcha. Yeah, so he brings the braxi, Oruch, Klalamates, Oruch, that's Issevehetta, Oruch. Yeah, it's not clear who wrote it, but Asach Pasmuzogun, it's the Rabbi Yehuda Migrondi. But Al-Kaponim, so state in as the Chatchili, you shouldn't cook together. But the Eved, you cooked it together, that means not together, means in the same oven at the same time, the Chashash of Recha, that means the Reach of one is penetrates the other, but the Eved is kosher. But the Eved is kosher. Azoi steht do in the Ramon. So the Bemis Shach is marich on that, and he brings this Issevehetta who says, I feel a bit ever technished. Which is not my understandable, Mon Shach. If it's a Chashash Sakona, why should we move to the Eved? If it's not Chashash Sakona, why is it an Issevehetta Chatchila? Yep, that's for Schneider. In the maskona of the Shach seems to be as a haltazer, as also with the Eved. Abi says, "Avad the chatchile daf minizazayim." So you can't roast fish and meat in the same oven at the same time. Chatchila. What about salting fish and meat together? If you salt meat and fish together, it's mutter. Steht im Fusch und Schochen auch, in Zimmern Tzadikei. Das steht in Taz dort. Salting doesn't cause a sakona. Salting meat and fish together does not cause a sakona. And when we talk about meat and fish, so what happens if you got meat, like gravy, mussel, falls into a pan of fish? And there's shishim. There's 60 times the volume. Let's say you got some gravy fell into fish juice. And there's shishim. You've got 60 times more fish juice than the gravy. Do we say it's bottle, the shishim? Or do we say, now just a minute, bottle of shishim, how's for Issa? Of a sakoma, shalish? Touch bottle means it's bottle. Chad for shishim. That means you've got juice, mixed into juice, and you stir it, it's all stirred, and you can't find a trace of the one that's bottle of shishim because it has such a tam. You can't taste it. That's the bittle. Bittle is when it's got no tam. You know? That's the agdor bittle. A normal bittle I'm talking about. Normal shishim bittle. What's because of fish and meat. And then there's another shayla as well. Does it apply to poultry? Or only to bosa behema? What's the word? Very posh, because the Gemara says that fish, a birds, oifers, are half fish, half animals. Yeah, steht bei Schieter, it's normally a Schieter, you've got a Shecht, two simonim. Yeah, the Konda and the Veshet. The Gemara, fish, you don't have to Shecht at all, you don't have to go on a Shecht. Fish is in between. The Gemara talks about Retzos. Oif. The Gemara talks about Retzos. But oif, a bird, it needs only one simon. Why only one simon? Because it's partially fish. How do you see it's partially fish? Look at the scales on the feet. The feet have got scales like a fish. So the Gemara says that fish were created from oif. Oif. Yeah. As an oif is created from a mixture of water and earth. So it's a halber, so the oif is a half fish and half animal. So maybe you only have to shecht one simon. So eshet hasn't got sakona. Yes, there's no sakona if it's cooked with fish off, because the sausai is part fish itself. Yeah? The maskona is that even if you're going to be machme, like those who are machme for sakona, but I feel a bit of shishim doesn't help, aber with fish and meat kann man sicher mekel sein. Oif and fish that you can rely on a bit of a shishim. Because there are so much zogos, it's got sakona anyhow. What did I say? Oif? What do you mean oif and meat? Yeah, okay. Rice is just nicht entscheidend. Yeah. And it's hard to eat it, yeah. Oh. So, these Sachen sind in the Machalik Shnuya, but Ms. Mekel B'Diavid. Ms. Mekel B'Diavid, that Bittl Shishim helps. Aber Ms. Chatchen Ms. Machme. Aber only, again, was only Machme, where the two items, the fish and the meat, be it poultry or be it beef, if they're all cooked together in the same pot, this is push it, this is a filibidi evidosa, or if they're cooked in the same oven at the same time without touching each other. There's no juice going from one to the other either. Avdeim l'chatchil is also, and b'diavad is mutar. Yes, if you have, what happens if you have a pan of fish? Just make sure I'm talking about anything here. Fish. You've got a pan of fish, and you've got a spritz of meat juice onto the outside of the pan. Madino. What? Stay. I'm talking about sakona. Yeah, I'm talking about sakona. Talking about pasukim. That's not b'chal isa. Because it was, it's not meat. It's not meat and fish in the same keli. It's only blia through a keli. Just on kamish gasa. There's never sakon in that. They in shulkan sakona. So fish and meaty pad. It's mashav in other pasukim. It's musaf for the chatchila. Yeah, because shteitn v'shenim, chachin tur shteitn andere zogen as mis nizel chatchila, aber many other shenim say it's good no forget. Also ich koch me mens, also shteitn kann man poskim, es ist kein Nisse dazu. So wie uns wir machen, kann ich sagen, dass er hat sich kaum schafft, sie doch hat er schafft, aber die meisten Menschen sind nicht mehr machen zu sein. Especially if the KD is anywhere near me. But feel it's not in the vineyard. If it's vineyard, it's bleas from a kedi into the fish or into the meat from the fish. This is asaf bechalish. That doesn't call it from the sakon at all.
Is a bishul.
What's this bishul? What does it mean? It's not isaf cooking. You can cook fish and meat. You can cook poultry and milk from half as morning. There's no issa at all. I don't know if you don't eat it. I'm just going to say from Bishl, Bosa Bechulav, no, Abba Behema, Behema, Bosa Behema, and Cholosha Behema. Now, the Nafke and the Chapsach, I'll zoom this in there, where is Nafke and the Nafke and the Chapsach, and so come upon the child, it's people who go on a course, for cookery, but they're going, and so there's a problem, they can't cook Bosa Bechulav. Tumish Kochen, Bosa, this is the rice.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about behemoth, I'm talking about behemoth, which is Nevela. Yeah. A Nevela with cholov from a tohira is a issa to kochen. Yeah. So then you go into shailas, what kind of issa? That's not the subject of the shiur ma'aseh now. Yeah. I'll up on him. This often treffs of the shaila, ganz oft treffs of the shaila. It's very difficult. If you want to go to a cookery course, with funkenites all of Ayo. It's the best way to do it. To do it here, it's quite impossible not to be nichshol. Besides the issa of cooking, dvorim masurim, and you've got to be sure you're not going to taste it. It's quite impossible. I mean, you're not shmekim, not playing on. But one forgets oneself. So it's not a. You look. Yeah, people don't know. They've gone to Eretz Yisrael, or to other places where there's big places where you can learn how to cook. And kosher foods, that's absandish. One has to be careful. Yeah, so bakovush, if you've been kovush meat and fish together. Kovush, the Rabbi Kivega here brings as mustafik, if he calls the sakona. There's one thing which is a big suffolk, which is very negah, said in negah, that is azoi. This is talking about meat and fish. Yeah, did I say it right? Meat and fish. Oh. Yet, what about milk and fish?
Milk or cheese?
One second. Milk and fish. Madino. Is there a problem of cooking milk and fish together? Or eating them together? Yeah. So the Taz brings. Yeah. Taz brings Azavis Yosef. Azavis Yosef, who says that one shouldn't. Or eat fish and milk together. So the Taz Kan nisarav loy lavi sosef bosa b'cholav. The mechaber has famished gemacht a tarubus and bosa b'cholav. The poskim also had a sense of humor. It goes in some machandos. As though the lavi sosef mixed up milk and meat and fish. Meat and milk and meat, nicht fish. Yeah, is aber the master said, "Oh, come a paskin, is halten and prima godin v'seichem andre paskin who hold, have the opinion that there is in your sakona to eat milk and fish together, of milk or cheese, of not butter. Butter is always a close inch kan sakona, but ich habe tmi of them." On this very same Gemara where we spoke about before about the about not having meat and fish, that Gemara, the Gemara of Dalton, Hai Benisa, a fish which was cooked with meat, you can't have it with milk because it got the time of meat in it, and now you have it with milk, Zosa. Why says in the Gemara that without the problem of the meat, you could eat it. It's a chmuchach that fish and milk is mutter. What? It's not forget. That's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to eat it because fish and meat is also. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. No. The Gemara says the fish. If you had fish which was cooked with meat, you can't eat it with milk because the fish and the meat is also. Other, if you wouldn't have had it cooked with milk, with the meat, it would be mutter to eat. Is that right? That meat, that fish and milk is mutter. After Gemara.
What?
Same time we're talking about. Same thing. You know? You're eating it. This Benisa eating with milk. Yeah. Of this Indian, of the master is not the master because there are people on Machmir, and there are people on not Machmir. If you're Machmir, Not Machmir. Then nothing happens. You get sometimes in a place you get a meal. Yeah, that's when you're traveling, but you get a meal. And sometimes the meal is that pink dafka seems to be an easy thing to make. Is salmon with soft cheese. It's very shkiach. Yeah, airline meals, salmon, soft cheese. They give a snack out of this. So salmon is fish, as far as I know. Yeah, salmon is fish, and soft cheese is cheese, milk. So if you're makpid, you won't eat it. So they say it's always bring your own food with you on the trip. Yeah. So the Sabbath side should do that. Sabbath side because often they don't. Those are used to that. No, so it doesn't. You know, the meals don't appear. Aber Kapolim says, "It's better shayla." But it's not the greatest answer shayla. So it's a lach which is totally a minik. But some people are very makpid. They will not. They won't touch it. They won't chasm this. This is another zachmin. Okay, so that's the. That's the first two sifim of some kuf design, which is covered a little bit. I want to go into all the inyonim of sakona. It covers a huge range of things, this inyon sakona. It's got to do with the tzavos of yiduchos as well, and the names, and shiduchim, da'al zachim.
What's the
issue
with chasm fish? What's the issue with chasm fish?
Say it to you,